This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gappak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding delegation-level talks with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi. Both the leaders will discuss a wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation between India and UAE. The Crown Prince arrived last evening on his first visit to India as the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. He will also visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. He is also scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu. Tomorrow, the Crown Prince will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. India and UAE share historically close and friendly ties. In recent years, the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UAE has deepened in a wide range of areas, including political, trade, investment, and energy. The Supreme Court today directed the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to submit a fresh report by 17th September on the probe in the rape and murder case of a postgraduate medic at Kolkata's R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital. A bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur perused the report filed in a sealed cover by Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the CBI. The bench, also comprising Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, posted the matter for further consideration on 17th of September. The apex court also directed a senior officer of the West Bengal government's Home Department and a senior CISF officer to ensure all three companies of the CISF, which are deputed for security at the R.G. Carr Hospital, are given accommodation. It also directed that all requisition security gadgets needed by the CISF should be handed over to it today. The CBI said it will get a separate forensic study done by the AIIMS and other central labs. Solicitor General Tushar Mehta appeared for the central agency, whereas senior advocate Kapil Sibal represented the West Bengal government. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists have been killed during an operation by army against an infiltration bid along the line of control, LOC, in Rajouri district today. The gunfight broke out late last night in the Lam sector of Nowshera when army troops guarding the LOC picked up terrorist movement trying to infiltrate and challenge them. Massive search operation is underway as it is suspected that at least two more terrorists were hit in the crossfire. The area has been illuminated and kept under strict surveillance. The army has recovered large quantity of weapons as search operation Kanchi continues. The 54th GST Council meeting is underway in New Delhi under the chairmanship of Union Minister, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, and Finance Ministers of States are present in the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held in June this year, in which the Council had recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron, and aluminium milk cans. The Council had also recommended that services provided by the Indian Railways to the common man, like platform tickets, retiring and waiting rooms, and battery-operated car services, will not attract any GST. The Centre has asked the states and the Union Territories for the screening and testing of all suspect cases of Mpox. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra issued an advisory to the states in the view of the WHO's Declaration of Public Health Emergency of International Concern related to Mpox. In its advisory, the ministry has stressed to create awareness about Mpox and timely reporting and adopting preventive measures to stop undue panic among the masses. The ministry also advised for the review of public health preparedness, particularly at health facility level at the state and districts by the senior officials. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, will attend the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting in Riyadh today. The inaugural meeting will focus on enhancing cooperation across various sectors, including trade, investment, and energy, with the Gulf Cooperation Council region housing nearly 8.9 million Indian expatriates and serving as a major trading partner. This diplomatic engagement holds much importance for India's foreign policy. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.